Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, according to a new study of sleep patterns, a man might be woken up by a car alarm or howling wind or chirping crickets or sirens or the ticking of a clock, even the buzzing of a fly, before he would be woken up by what?
Let's see. What show are we doing? His wife?
No. Almost. All new mothers know this phenomenon.
Baby crying.
Exactly right.
Oh, baby crying.
Now, the study was commissioned by a British maker of cold medicines. They wanted to show how many people are woken up by their partner coughing or sneezing, so by their drugs. But the amazing part of the study was this. The sound of a baby crying was more likely to wake up a woman than any other noise. But for men, it didn't even make the top 10. This will come to no surprise to women with babies, or babies, or men.
So here, been told a thing or two by the women with babies.
Oddly enough, men are not woken up by the baby's cries. They are, however, effectively woken up by the crash of the woman's fist to their face. The eighth night in a row, they haven't gotten up with the baby.
That's the truth.
So here is some advice for mothers who want their husbands, for once, to get up with the baby. Attach the child to a car alarm. Or a cricket. That works.
I wonder how well that study was done.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm not speaking from my own experience, but I'm just saying that I wonder how many, you know, how high up on the list a baby's cry is to triggering the fake sleeping reflex.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yawning and rolling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. Oh, well.
Yeah. Some guys go really too far with the fake sleeping. Yeah. They like to do the fake nightmare. Oh, help me, help me.
I blew it early on. The baby started crying and I went, snore. Snore.